There's quite a bit of discussion around about protein and wheat now that we're getting close to harvest. And it seems to be more punctuated by discount schedules on wheat protein at some elevators. To better understand percent protein in the wheat kernel at harvest, it's important to understand how protein gets into the wheat kernel. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm your K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, as we're talking about percent protein in wheat, we need to understand how protein gets into the wheat kernel. Now, the first thing that moves into a developing kernel is the protein. It is used to form the outer structures of the wheat kernel and the embryo, that's the part that the seed germinates from. This protein is formed from nitrogen that's taken in by the roots and is moved in from the leaves and the stems of the plant into that developing kernel. Therefore, your nitrogen fertility program in wheat is a strong factor in the percent protein of your wheat at harvest. Now, after that protein is being formed, the second thing to start moving into the wheat kernel is the carbohydrates or the starches of the kernel. They move into that starchy area called the endosperm. The endosperm is important because when that seed germinates, it begins growing into a new plant. The endosperm is the part that feeds the developing plant before those roots really begin to function. So when we think of a percent protein, we're really discussing kind of a dilution factor. How much of that total kernel weight is protein and how much of it is carbohydrates? Now, a great deal of the protein in the kernel is deposited into that kernel very early in the grain field process. Over half of the protein put into the kernel is in the first 20 days after flowering. After that initial structures of the kernel are being formed, the carbohydrates then begin to move into the kernel. If the plant is not stressed from weather conditions, diseases, or etc. during grain fill, that plant will continue to add carbohydrates to that developing seed's endosperm. The additional carbohydrates during a good grain fill period like we've had this year is how we add additional weight to wheat kernels. Now, there's also protein deposited into the endosperm. However, since that protein flows into this area later in development, it's generally in quite a bit less concentration, especially if that plant is lacking on nitrogen. Now, we really can't discuss protein percentages without discussing wheat yields. Protein is measured at the elevator as just a percentage of the kernel that is made up of protein. If you have higher yields, you likely have more carbohydrates in the kernel. This results in a lower percent of the kernel being protein. If you have lower yields, likely because of plant stress, and many times we think about this in dry years, the kernel has less carbohydrates and the higher percent of that kernel is made up of protein. Now, the percent protein in a wheat kernel can be influenced by several things, including your fertility program that we've kind of discussed, the weather from Mother Nature, and to a much lesser degree, your variety. The way that we as farmers can manage for higher protein is with a nitrogen program that maximizes yields. If the protein in your wheat is generally less than 11.5%, then we say your nitrogen was not only limiting your percent protein, but also likely your wheat yields, meaning you're leaving wheat yield on the table because of low nitrogen fertility programs. Now, that being said, I know our wheat prices were not looking too exciting when it was wheat top dressing time. It was hard to put a pencil to putting in a great deal of nitrogen for many farmers. And I don't know if any of us thought that our wheat would look just this good when we were thinking about top dressing. Now, if you have any questions on protein and wheat, you can always give me, Jeannie Falk Jones, a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs. Or you can reach me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook, and I actually have a video posted discussing the concept of protein in wheat on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. I also have that video linked to on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy.